Welcome to Cub Chat Live. This is a weekly show for Cub Scout leaders, new Cub Scout families, and anyone looking to make youth serving programs in Scouting America, well, awesome. If you're listening to the audio version of today's show, be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And if you're watching live with us today, please comment along in the live chat. Oh, and be sure to check out the audio version of the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Okay, here we go.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Michael. Good to see
you.
How
are you?
Good.
Good to see you.
Welcome to Cub Chat Live, my favorite part of the week, and I hope your favorite part of the week, too. I just want to do a couple of quick shout-outs to Douglas Stark. Good afternoon from PAC3310 in Akron, Ohio. Kat D. from North Dakota. And my friend Melissa Eden from PAC19 in Auburn, California. Welcome, everybody. I'm worried about Rusty and Rob. They're usually first on here, and I don't see them yet. Hopefully, they're coming. Today, we have a really exciting show. We have with us one of my favorite. I mean, I know this sounds fangirlish, Michael.
Stop.
And hopefully, I am so I am such a huge fan. Our chief marketing officer was able to join us today. So we're going to have an amazing show. And this is Michael Ramsey. He's spectacular. You were probably with us when we did a Cub Chat Live on Brand Center. Brand Center is one of Michael's teams of amazing people that he has working with him. And so we're here today. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Michael.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Michael Ramsey. I'm chief marketing officer for Scouting America. We cover things like the magazines and PR and advertising and research and sponsorship, all kinds of great things. I tell people I've got the best job in the world because I get to tell a scouting story to people who should be members of Scouting America, which means Cub families across the whole country. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. I have a great job. So, and we'll talk more about some of the cool advertising marketing stuff we've got going on too, because there's a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with you. I have the best job, Michael.
Oh, okay.
I am the National Cub Scout Chair. So I obviously have
That's
the best
fair.
Job because I get to work with Cub Scouts and these leaders. I'm just kidding.
I will tell you, I jokingly say I'm a recovering Cub Master, which was the best, literally was the best job in the world. I was a Cub Master and a den leader at the same time for both of my boys as they came through the program. And it is absolutely, I love Cub Scouting. It's just
absolutely
great.
The best. A couple more shout outs. Wendy, nice for you. I'm glad to see you here from Elgin,
Illinois.
She comes in every week. These are my friends. These are the family. Rob, we weren't first on. I was worried. Happy Friday, University of Scouting here tomorrow. I'm excited for you, Rob.
Awesome.
Rob joined us on Troop Talk on Wednesday, too. And Rusty B. from Philadelphia, New Philadelphia, Ohio, from PAC84, another and Hamzy Sport. Hello, friend. How are you? Hey, thank you for joining us. You guys have been a great show. We're going to be talking about all these really amazing marketing opportunities and things that Michael and his team have put together. If you've got people in your pack, and I'm thinking that's everyone, I think everyone in your pack should hear Michael because he's spectacular. Tag them in the comments so that they can join in on all the fun that we're going to talk about. So go ahead, Michael, lead us through all the awesome stuff you've been working on.
Absolutely. Well, you know, as Will Rogers once said, the only thing wrong with scouting is there's not enough scouts in the world. And, you know, we are dedicated to finding ways to reach parents. Now, you're probably all as frustrated as I am when you go somewhere and they say, oh, where do you work? What do you do? Well, I'm a Cub Master. Like, oh, scouting. Well, is scouting still around? It makes me crazy, right? It's like, yes, we're still around. But, you know, the reality is I think people don't, you know, remember sometimes they don't see us in the marketplace. They're not aware of us. You know, Pat Wellen's written research says that, you know, a lot of people become aware of us because they see us out on the streets selling popcorn or doing flag ceremonies and those kinds of things, which is great. But we know if we want to really let parents know that scouting's alive and well and fun and exciting and a can't miss experience, we got to be out there doing marketing and advertising. So we kicked off, literally, we're about 18 months into this journey. We started this about a year ago and we did fall recruitment campaign marketing last year. Had tremendous results and we're into it again this year. So what I want to do is kind of walk you quickly through some of the things we're working on because we have a huge marketing campaign in market right now that runs really through the end of October. So if that makes sense, we can kind of plow through it.
Absolutely. I'm excited. We've seen some of this stuff on YouTube and I know our team is so excited whenever they see a new thing.
It's super cool, right? And it's things that we A lot of it we've never done before. So next slide, I think, gives us a kind of a cross section of all of the broad channels that we're working on. So this is, I kind of call this surround sound. How do we surround people that should be our customers, right? Or should be our members. So, you know, mom and dad, and youth, but particularly mom and dad, because, you know, we know mom, tell me if you disagree, mom is the key decision maker in the household. Yes, dad's involved, but mom's is, you know, she's the CEO, she's the CFO, she drives the car. If it doesn't work out for mom, it's not going to happen, right? So we want to make sure that we reach mom with the right messages. So things like, and I'll start and work backwards, we're doing content integration, which means that there's a platform called Scary Mommy, which is a funny name, right? But they've got like 6 million viewers online. You'll see articles in there about scouting and why it's so important for today's parents to have their kids involved. Pre-roll video, Tamara, that's like, if you ever go to YouTube and look for that video on how to, I don't know, sharpen your chainsaw blade, you have to watch this little commercial. That's called pre-roll video, and that's us. And so we'll pop in advance. You're gonna have to watch a commercial, but it's hugely impactful. And we had a lot of really great traffic on that this year. Of course, Google search, that's how we find anything. You know, Google find blah, blah, blah near me. That is one of our biggest channels. People are out there searching for how do I join Cub Scouting, which is super fun. Certainly website display ads. Hey, retargeting is fun. Retargeting is where, tell me if you've done this. Have you ever gone out and searched for something on the internet and all of a sudden an ad for whatever that is follows you all across the internet?
Like stalking. It's like cyber. Yeah. It feels like you're being stalked.
It is. It's a little bit odd. Well, guess what? It's a paid marketing tactic. And so it's because they've discovered that people, you remind them that, oh, you know, it's kind of like going to Amazon and you left this in your basket. Don't you want to buy this? It's another marketing tactic, which we're using this year. There's things like PR and earned media. Earned media is PR. So that's we did a satellite media tour about 2 weeks ago, where we went to a studio one morning with Roger Krone and we knocked out 22 interviews in one morning. And that's like those drive time interviews you hear in the car and on TV throughout the day, that kind of thing, as well as some really great Associated Press articles that have come out around faith and scouting and those kinds of things. So, you know, none of these are a one-off. They're all designed to provide, to build awareness and interest. So at some point, somebody's going to want to join, right? So influencers, we'll talk about that a little bit. Social media ads, of course, we're doing those. And the last one is streaming ads on TV, Tamara. We'll talk about those in a few minutes. But so exciting.
I'm so excited, Michael. I just can't.
It's really cool. So they're on Disney Plus, for example, just to tease it out a little bit. But
so awesome. Yeah. So a couple more shout-outs. Cool. We've got Jonathan. How are you today? We're doing great, Jonathan. We're so glad you're here. And Jennifer from PAC 5391 in Georgia. So good to have you guys here. Anybody who's a new person on Cub Chat Live, please pop that into the comments. We want to specially welcome you. Can I volunteer for the Boy Scouts? Yes, Jonathan. We always have need for leaders in Scouting America.
Right. Come to the Jamboree. We're ready. Fun.
Exactly. And I think we were talking, Michael, like you see all of those things that you guys are working on and you're hitting people in a lot of different ways. And we were talking before the show about how important it is that people can't just see it once, right? They're not going to see David Montgomery's clip and it's amazing. And I was so excited. Like, it was so good. And then go, yep, I'm going to go join Cub Scouts. I mean, that's probably, it would be awesome if that was true, but that's probably not true. Because we were talking about you have to be hit with it a couple different ways and a bunch of different ways and maybe more ways. I know when I was a membership chair, we were told 7 times someone had to see it.
Right.
And I heard that like now with people's attention spans being shorter, you had mentioned it's 9 times or more in order for really to click that, oh, Cub Scouts, I need to go check that out. Oh, I got a flyer. Now I want to join, right? Is that your experience?
That's absolutely right. I mean, think about all the messages we see every single day. In fact, on your phone, every icon is a little ad for something, right? Whether it's Starbucks or whatever. We are just inundated with some thousands of brand images every single day. So it's hard to cut through the clutter. So that's why you may get frustrated when you're watching something on Hulu and you see the same ad over and over and over again. They're trying to cut through that clutter. So they kind of sticks in your head, whatever it is they're trying to reach you with. So yeah, so all of our advertising, all of our marketing work is designed to do that, is to either introduce you to scouting, either remind you to to remind you about it. And at some point, either you'll get a flyer at school or you may see a social media ad that says, click here to join, and you go to the account and join, right? But yeah, there's some, it used to be 7, now it's 9. Some people say it's even higher than that. I mean, how many of us decide to do something because we saw a billboard blow by on the highway?
Yeah, or the yard, just one single yard sign or one bumper sticker or one, you know, one, right? Like
yeah.
All of them together. Then you're like, oh, Cub Scouts. I've heard something
that's
like
right.
That, right.
It surrounds you with the messages, right? And the messages have also changed. And we'll talk about influencers here in a minute. But I mean, it used to be that, you know, you got a newspaper. And for those of you who don't remember, that was something they printed that threw in your yard, right? What's that? Well, certainly there are ads in different places, but these days things like influencers are a big part of our strategy this year too. And we can show you some of those samples.
Exciting. Okay. I can hardly wait to see the rest of this, Michael.
We may have a slide up here we can show on some of those things too, some actual video. Yeah. So social media, social has changed. You know, these devices have really changed everything. And so as you saw before, you'll see a lot of ads on social, you'll see videos. and frankly, some of these aren't, they're what we call authentic. They're not really polished. They're really kind of day in the life kind of things. Part of the strategy on this is
Hannah,
that-
I'm a Gen G from Scout Camp, yeah, and this is a day in life.
Pretty sure that kid was in my pack when I was a Cub Master.
he's forever saying, you know, that. This is so good. I've seen this one pop up, and I wasn't sure how I got this, or if it was coming from Scouting America, or if it was coming from one of our local councils, because I've seen a lot of local councils doing really cool stuff sort of like this.
Yes.
And they're amazing. And I loved this. Like, I'm like, look at how cool that is.
It's really cool, right? And they're highly targeted. So we're the great thing about digital is that you're not doing the whole world. You can say, I want to reach parents of elementary school age kids. And so that's who sees your, now you may not be in that set. You may be adjacent to it. So you may see it, but it's highly targeted. So next slide, there are a few more I wanted to share. We'll click on to the next one. We have these in Spanish language as well. And then here's the first David Montgomery piece that we did. Take a look at this.
I'm passing the football to someone who's a pro at making s'mores.
I'm passing the football to somebody who knows a thing or two about being a rookie.
I'm passing the football to someone still thinking about their Pinewood Derby win.
I'm passing the football to someone who did both scouting and sports.
I'm passing the football to a friend in scouting.
She's got the cutest bangs, doesn't she? I mean, it's
so
just
great. This is what I love, because it's so inclusive, right? There's like girls, there's like the Pinewood Derby, it's tying in all this great stuff, all of these amazing things that we know that our kids love, that other kids love. And it ties it all so nicely in such a short clip, and then puts David Montgomery in the middle, which is like proving to families, I can do sports. And which is the question we often get, right? When we're signing up, is how can I do sports and do scouting? And here's somebody who obviously that worked out extremely well, right?
That's right. Well, and so let's show the next slide. I'll show you another one that's a little bit different take. This one, I will click through this one, Brian. This one just has a little bit of music, but this is a takeoff on popular memes that you see on social media these days. And then I think the next one is a little bit different still. Yeah, take a look at this. You know, we know that mom is a target audience, but we know how important dad is, because quite frankly, dad is probably the one that had the brand experience as a youth, and it's going to be very influential in the conversation, but take a look at this.
Before my dad passed away, we were talking one night, and he said one of his biggest concerns was if he raised his kids to be prepared for anything. And we did a lot through scouting. In fact, we're here at the lodge. This is at our campground. This is some of his scouting stuff. This is his hatchet, one of our handkerchiefs. I went on the National Scout Jamboree with him and my brother in 2001. We wore these. This is his walking stick right here. Here's his lantern. More scouting pictures. Oh, look at this. This is Sweet Bryce right here. This is me getting my eagle with my parents, and then rappelling, climbing with my dad. In fact, When I was 9, we went with the scout group and climbed the highest peak in Idaho. Scouting pushed me outside of my comfort zone and encouraged me to try things that I thought I could never do. Now that I'm a dad, I want to provide those same experiences for our girls, where they get curious, they learn, they lead, they grow. So Nellie and I are signing up our girls for Scouting America, and we're going to be sharing some of the experiences along the way. And you can too at beascout.org. If you visit that website, you can learn more about it. And if it makes sense for you and your family, sign up as well.
Brilliant. Of course, that's so well done. Like, my husband could make a similar, like, he would maybe not as cool as that guy, but like he would be cool. And he's the same kind of experiences, right? The same kind of thought process. Couple more right. Shout outs. Fred, it's always so good to have you from Three Fires Council. And he's loaded most of these videos to show when I'm in the field. Fred, you are a smart man. I love that about you. And he's our assistant district commissioner at Three Fires. Kelly, her daughters in Scouts, but also in her 10th season of soccer, you know, girl power. I'm telling you, she can do it all. And thank you for supporting her in that. And then Fred's like, I want that video, this last video that we did. So, all right, Fred, well, maybe Michael would be nice enough to share with me where that video is.
It's fantastic stuff. Well, and then there is, you know, and there are, so we have a host of about 8 or 9 different influencers. They're doing different kinds of work. I think you've got another one to share. Then I want to share some David Montgomery work too. But, you know, these are, oh, here's, this is Scary Mommy. I mentioned this earlier. Scary Mommy is it's a website. So think magazine online. But 6 million followers. So articles like, we all want our kids to make it on their own. Here's how Scouting America can make it happen, right? So, you know, literally millions of people read these types of articles, and they, you know, they're integrated into content. So then so on the next slide, we have David Montgomery. So David, you know, David is really fantastic. If you don't know his story, he grew up in, you know, kind of a challenging upbringing in Cincinnati, and was a football phenom. Right. If there was a record that could be broken on the field, he broke it. Went on to play for the Bears, and now is a star running back for the Detroit Lions. He is absolutely fantastic. You know, did the scout sign in the end zone last year, which just about broke the internet, which was great. And you know, I think he took a lot of razzing because it wasn't really at 90 degrees. But you know, cut him some slack. He had shoulder pads on.
Well, right? Cub Scout leaders aren't like that, Michael. I just want you to know that. Like, we're like, do your best. You know, he is tired.
Right.
Yeah, right. Like, right. He's fine.
Do one of these. Right. Well, he's come on board as our spokesperson, our ambassador, and we've got some commercials to show that he's done for us as well. So I think the next one is the one we did for the season. Oh, by the way, yeah. So these commercials you're about to see. For the first time, next slide, we are streaming these nationally. People have said, we want national television ads. You got it. It's on Disney+. They're on Hulu. They're on YouTube TV. They're on ESPN. So hopefully when you're watching The Mandalorian and Grogu, you're going to see an ad for Scouting America, right? So these are absolutely great. And we'll show you some of the spots that we're running. I think the next one is David.
You don't start with a touchdown. You start with the first down. Nah, cut that. You start by learning the playbook and getting in shape. It takes a lot of preparation to succeed.
For me,
it started long before my rookie season. I learned a lot about teamwork and perseverance and scouts. And it all began on day one as a Cub Scout. Scouting gave me skills and experiences that helped me get to where I am today and where I'm going tomorrow.
Beautiful. It's so good. I think, and he's powered by s'mores. I mean, of course he's going to be a winner, right?
Of course he's powered by s'mores. S'mores and chocolate and marshmallows. Who wouldn't
absolutely
be?
Absolutely. Right? Every good for that. So we got a couple more shout outs. Montana Council, it's so nice to have you. Greetings from Montana, he says. Kelly suggests her daughter also played one season of basketball. That's a new program in our area for younger kids. Good job. And then Rusty B., one of my faves, his family, he's always on here. I have seen ads for everything but scouting. Oh. I don't know, Rusty. That's strange. You can come over to my house. I've seen these ads. They're so good.
it's exciting because we see these ads out there, and the councils do their own. And all these are designed to, you know, to reach those parents of elementary school age kids. And they're highly targeted. So you may or may not see them in your feed. We caution people that, you know, if you're not the parent of a kindergartner, first grade, third, fourth, fifth, you may not see it, right? But we've got more to share too. I think there's one more commercial in the.
All right, let's get it. First badge. My first merit badge was cooking. Putting seasonings on food, best thing in the world. First trophy, Pinewood Derby. Had a car built like a taco, bright yellow.
Unbeatable. First championship. Can't remember this one, but me and my teammates are preparing to win one right now as we speak.
I want to see the taco Pinewood Derby car. I need to see that.
That is a true story. The first time I met David, I had heard that he enjoyed Pinewood Derby, and he told this funny story. He said, you know, when I was in high school, I broke a lot of records, but I really killed it in the Pinewood Derby. We were like, oh, that's great. But yeah, he said it was a big yellow car shaped like a taco, and he's really proud of it. But here's a guy who still talks to his Scoutmasters every week, and he is such an inspiration for us and for a lot of other scouts and kids too. It's fun to see him play. And last year when he did the scout salute in the end zone, I mean, it got reposted across the world. So it's been really, really fantastic engagement for us. It's very cool. Hey, you know, so we have with these types of campaigns, we've really driven historic levels of traffic to scouting.org and to beascout.org. So, Jennifer, I guess the message here is, boy, watch those leads coming through the system, because there are people out there looking for units, they're looking to find out how to join. So we need to be really responsive to those leads that come through.
Oh, Douglas said he had a laptop set up at a recruiting event with one of the commercials on the loop. That's so cool. Smart. That is so smart. There's so many amazing things. I was puffing Michael up because I was telling him that the videos and the stuff in the brand center, there's so many good things that you can you can pull, and so many awesome, I mean, just so many things that you can use there that are so well done and so professional. So having that commercial on a loop is just perfect.
That's a great idea. Well, and the brand center is a fun place just to go play, because there are ads, there's videos, there's brand guides, there's logos, there's, you can go get lost just looking for stuff, just finding new stuff out there to work with. So we add stuff to new brands to the brand center just about every day. So go check
it's
it
amazing.
Out.
It's an amazing place. It's a rabbit hole that I can spend hours and hours going through.
Absolutely.
And just in the Cub Scout stuff, you got stuff for everybody, but I focus on Cub Scout. It's so much fun.
It's very cool stuff. Well, we're excited about it. There's a lot going on. And here's a sneak preview for only this audience. David Montgomery is going to do a tunnel walk this weekend before the game. So watch for coverage of David probably walking into the stadium wearing a merit badge sash, which is a very awesome social media kind of thing. So it'll probably get picked up on the social channels, but we think that's going to happen on Sunday.
My goodness, that's exciting.
So stay
tuned. You're here first. That live.
That's right.
You're in the know.
Tell your friends. Hashtag post it.
Absolutely. Okay. Do we have more stuff to share?
I think that's the last slide I brought. But
okay,
just say, go to the brand center. There's tons out there. You know, be sure to follow us on Instagram, follow us on TikTok, follow us on Facebook. You know, Instagram's a fun channel for us because, you know, that is mostly content that we curate from you, right? So as scouts and leaders and parents post things, we'll pick it up and then reshare it on Instagram. It's been one of our fastest growing channels and really probably the best window into scouting.
I've seen that. And some of the councils across our country, I think, are vying for your job. I mean, they're like doing an amazing job.
I know, that's what we want. That's what we want.
So awesome.
You're not gonna tell your story.
Wow, you know? It's
absolutely. It's so very, cool. Very cool. Lots of great stuff, but follow us on Instagram. Check us out on TikTok as well. And there's lots of great stuff too.
That's so
going. Both on Scout Live channels and on the national channels as well.
Awesome. So I had one thing I wanted to share with people today. That's an opportunity for troops across the country to get cards. I think that Darren may have shared this with you before you came on, because we were going to talk about the National Service Project today. And then we were lucky enough to get you and your schedule permitted to come on. So that was very exciting. But I did want to share this one service project idea with everybody, because it's got a time sensitive nature. And I think it would be really cool for scouts. So we are partnered with 10,000 for the Troops, which is doing cards for servicemen and women who are stationed overseas during the holidays. The deadline for submitting the cards is November 7th. They have to be to our National Service Center, which is in Dallas, Irving, actually. And so the idea is really simple, is you set up a time, probably a pack meeting or a den meeting, get a bunch of stuff together. We've created activity cards. So remember, in the citizenship adventures, there's a service project and it goes across all the ranks. And you might be thinking, Tamara, that's weird. You have a service project across all the ranks. Was that just happened by accident? Nay, nay, I say, it wasn't by accident. We want you to do that across the entire rank. And you could do that as a pack, you know, bring them in October, create all of these cards, and then package them, bundle them up, and then send them to the address. So in each of the citizenship adventures, you will see, and I'm using Wolf as an example here. Thank you, Brian, for sharing that with them. This is the card for Wolf. They're all the same. The cards are the same between all the ranks. So if you looked at Wolf right now, you would see the one for your rank that you're supporting. And it's just make cards. They can't be larger than 8.5 by 11. But anything other than that is fine. It tells you exactly how to address them. Dear Warrior, it says, you know, include the first name of your Cub Scout when they sign it. And then it gives you some ideas of what we can do. It's really an amazing project. And all of them are due, like I said, by November 7th. So I wanted to make sure you guys got this plenty of time so that you could plan this. You can do it as a den meeting. I think doing it as a pack meeting would be amazing. If you're wondering how you could do citizenship as a pack, remember, under the leader resources in the Cub Scout area, you'll see a pack meeting planner for all of the required adventures, and the elective adventures might be up either this week or next week. So you'll have a pack meeting planner where you can take all the ranks in your whole pack through a particular adventure all in one pack meeting, which takes some of the heat off of those new den leaders that you're getting in who might be scared about doing that first adventure. If you did it as a pack, and then they go, oh, I see how this is. This is pretty easy. Oh, there's QR codes for this. I can do this. So just a thought, keep thinking about how you can make it easier for your new den leader so that they're not so scared. And Kelly says that her rabbit hole is looking at state parks for trips. I agree.
Oh, no doubt.
I can totally see that, right? If you guys have any questions or anything about this, we'll be on next week. Hi, Allison. Hello from Pack 249 in Wool Market. It's good to see you, Allison. Thank you for joining us. Next week, I just wanted to tease, we're going to be talking about recruiting new leaders, because I've heard from many of you that recruiting new leaders is challenging. We want to help with that. We have a lot of ideas. I know Rusty and Rob and some of our Wendy and the gang, you guys have been through this a lot. You may have good tips. I want to hear those too. So please join us next week for that. Michael, any final thoughts?
Hey, thanks again for having me. This has been great. We are so excited. This national campaign is running through the end of October and has been running since right after July the 5th is when we really kicked it off. So these ads are out there. They're pushing people to BeAScout.org. Again, we had a 40% increase in traffic to BeAScout last year. We're 28% over that this year. So the opportunities are there. I mean, there's a chart on that, right? I mean, it's, you can just see. The dark blue line is this year, light blue line is last year. We are way ahead, which means people are looking for units near them. So respond to those leads, those emails that are coming through the system. And let's get them involved in the world's greatest youth serving organization.
Exactly.
Right?
One of the things we talked about before on one of the previous shows was that when we welcome new families, one of the number one reasons, what Pat has shared with us the data, is that they don't get contacted from a unit. And you can imagine how disappointing that is. You know, Johnny or Susie goes to this joining meeting and they're so stoked, right? The kids are stoked about becoming Cub Scouts. They want to race in the Pinewood Derby. They want to do go camping.
Yeah.
And then the mom or dad never gets a call back from the unit. And that's not being trustworthy, right? Like, I feel like we're failing. We're not delivering on the promise of scouting if we took their money and their application and we didn't call them back. And it doesn't matter if we're having den leader problems. It doesn't matter. On the pack side, we had those two where, den kind of seemed to fell apart and we had to step in and kind of help and call, but we still welcomed those families in. They didn't need to know that we were having a struggle with a leader, right? Like, they didn't need to know that.
Yeah. Bring them in, let them help us. Right.
Right.
It's gonna be great fun. Every leader has that. I did, you know, is always, you know, having people that could commit the time and, you know, listen, the most important, This is for the people that are on this call. You can argue with me if you want. The most important people in the entire organization are our den leaders, because they bring scouting alive for Cub Scouts every single day. So thank you for what you're doing. It's great stuff.
Absolutely. And Wendy says, can you share the link again for the 1,000 for the troops in the comments so we can get the information?
Good.
Brian, can you post that in the comments and she can, then Wendy can snag that. Thank you, Wendy, for asking for that. That's great. As Michael said, you know, I always end with thanking every leader that comes on to Cub Chat Live. You guys are the heroes. You bring the magic of this program alive. It's not me. It's not Michael, even though the magic is pretty obvious when you see all those really cool marketing clips. That's pretty magical to me. But we're not the ones that bring the magic alive to the youth that we serve. And that's you. And I can't thank you enough. You are everything. And I so appreciate you. Thank you so much, Michael. Will you come back another time?
Anytime. Just
can we hang out again?
I'm always right here. So yeah.
Excellent. Okay. We would love that. So thank you so much for all you do, Michael. You are such a blessing to have in the organization. We have wanted this forever. And so it's been so exciting to hear all your plans and see everything move forward. Brian Little, I have 5 kids and I've never seen one of those ads. Brian Little, I have to say, if you could, we have been trying to find you because I know you wanted to help out with Reverence. So I don't know how to get in touch with you, but I would love to. He's a minister, a youth minister, and he offered to help with our Reverence adventure to try to make it more exciting. So,
since you mentioned it, if anybody saw it, there was a really great Associated Press story that we helped place last week about faith and scouting. It's really good. So look on the Associated Press for a story about faith and scouting.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. It's really good. Yeah. It came out about a week ago. It's good stuff.
Awesome. Awesome. Tina and Shelby, thank you for joining us. Thank you again, Michael, for being here today. I look forward to spending some time with you another time where you can tell me all the other cool things you're doing. And
I can this is great fun. Thanks for having me. I'll come back anytime. Just let me know.
Thank you.
Thanks for all you do, by the way. This is a great job.
It's my pleasure. I have the best job. Well, maybe we can do the second best job. Okay. All right. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode, same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past episodes. You can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.